Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author, Dave Ramsey.
This is going to be one of the most fun and one of the most important lessons we teach. I am excited to get to talk to you about this tonight because this is personally one of my favorite things to do. Buying big, big bargains. You'll want to open to your lesson there in your Financial Peace University notebook. Get ready because we're going to fill in the blanks and we're going to go. You know, one of the things I run into when I get ready to talk to people about buying bargains, and I tell them stories about how I've gotten great buys on things, and sometimes in class we'll be sitting around in the circle and discussing this in Financial Peace University, and sometimes folks are a little bit offended. You know, you're not, you know, if you got a bargain, if you got a good buy, by the very definition of that, some folks think that automatically means that someone else was harmed. And it doesn't have to be that way. I want to walk you through how to buy bargains in such a way that you can be glad you're a human. You can be glad you're part of this thing called the human race. See, there are some guidelines if you're going to buy bargains or if you're going to sell something and sell it well and enjoy it that you need to go along with and you need to understand. The first thing is you need to understand that you can in no way have misrepresented the truth. You cannot have misrepresented the truth. Obviously, if you're lying in order to get a great buy, you know, my child is dying, and you get the sympathy thing going. I mean, that's a lie, unless that's the truth. But, I mean, you can't do that stuff. You've got to be telling the truth all the way through the thing. And if you're doing that, then, well, you're okay. And, of course, your intent, the intent of your heart has to be right. You can't have set out to harm someone in the process of getting your bargain. Your idea isn't that you're there to fillet someone. You're there to hurt someone or harm them or literally put them out of business by the process that you're in. Now, some of them will wail and cry and moan as if you have, but your intent can't be that. You can't come upon that situation that way. And the last thing is you need to have created the win-win type of a deal. We're going to talk about that a lot for the next few minutes because that's something I think that as Americans that we mess up. See, as I travel around the world, and many of you have, you know what I'm talking about, bargaining, negotiating is a way of life everywhere but in America. In America, we get in our fleece car, put credit card gas in it, drive it to the mall on a bond-financed highway, go into the shopping mall, walk in, buy something on an 18% credit card, and think we got a bargain because it said sale over it. Everywhere else in the world, you have to go through this process to buy stuff. How many of you have visited other nations, other cultures, where negotiating, it's a way of life? We had these friends that were missionaries, and I think they spent just a little bit too long on the mission field. Because she was in one of the shopping malls here locally yelling at one of the clerks, "Not good enough! Better price! Better price!" But see, that's the way it is everywhere else, isn't it? Of course, they're calling security at the mall, right? I mean, they look at you like you've lost your mind if you just suggest that maybe they want to come down on their price. I mean, it's got a scratch on it. Come on! Well, you know, I'm not authorized. Well, who is? Get me the manager. I want a bargain. You see, I'm sick and tired of all of my money going to these companies because it has become a cultural thing to just pay what the sticker says. Well, you know, I don't think I can. I don't want to. I'd be embarrassed. I know, but embarrassed. I'd rather be embarrassed than broke. I mean, it's time to start thinking different about this money thing. Every other culture in the world, you go into the marketplace, the bazaar, what we would call the flea market. Now, some of you people who will walk in to a retail store and write a check, pull out the cash, pull out the credit card, and just pay for something, you'll hurt somebody at the flea market or garage sale. I mean, you're vicious. You get ready to get in attack mode, right? So you ought to try this stuff everywhere. We're going to learn a few things tonight about buying bargains. Many of you are already doing some of these things. My challenge at the beginning of this session, and again at the end of this session, will be to remind you that this has to become a way of life if you want financial peace.